Today we move on to Mishnah Tedvav, where Shammai makes three statements. Asei Torat Chakeva, Emor Ma'atva Asei Harbei, Vehevei Mekabel Et Kol Adam Besever Panim Yafot. Each of these statements is very important. Let's begin with Shammai's first statement, Asei Torat Chakeva. Make your Torah set. I think this first statement of Shammai has two basic meanings, two basic implications. The first is being Koveya Itim, Asei Torat Chakeva, making a set time, which shows a priority. That a person sees learning Torah as important, they make it as something set and other things revolve around it. We see the centrality of this in the Gemara in Shabbat Daf Lamed Aleph, where Rava tells us that when we get to the Beit Shalmala, we're asked, Nasata v'natata be'emuna, did we do business dealings with faith? Kavata itim la'Torah, did we set up time for learning? In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin goes even further and says, Ein tchilat dino shel adam nidon el al devrei Torah. It's the beginning of the din of a person that revolves around his relationship with Torah. And I think the explanation is, going back to the Gemara that was just mentioned, if a person understands that it's God who provides for them, so they work and they do their hishtadlus in business, but they're also going to make the time to learn Torah because they're going to have faith that God will provide. And they realize that by learning Torah, they get even more zchuyot for God to provide for them. And we see this idea very powerfully. The Gemara in Yom Daf Lamed Hei talks about how when a poor man and a rich man, all kinds of people get to heaven, they all have excuses as to why they didn't learn properly, and God brings out people who had those experiences, whether a rich person like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi or Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, or a poor person like Hillel. We know the Mesirut Nefesh he had for Torah. We see how far people went to make sure that they learned. The Yerushalmi tells us that Anshei Amana, people of faith, are people who set aside time for learning and aren't mevatalit for anything in the world. Gemara describes a businessman who took time off to learn, and people were knocking on his door. They want to do a business deal with him, and he said, I'm not being mevatel my time for learning. If God wants to bring me the business will come. The kind of faith that's necessary in order for a person to be able to really put aside the time for learning. We find this idea in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Nun Hei, where he writes, Achar sheyetzim mibeit haKnesset, after a person leaves the Beit Knesset for davening, yelech lebeit haMidrash, he should go immediately into the Beit Midrash, v'yikva et l'ilmot Torah, and he should set aside a time for learning Torah. The fact that a person does this first thing in the morning is a statement of priority, and also, especially in our world today where people have so much on their mind, so much they need to do, the ability to say this is first, and the rest will wait, and the rest will be okay. Such an important thing. Just to conclude this first interpretation of Kfiyas Itim LaTorah, we'll see the second one tomorrow. The Chafetz Chaim gave a mashal to someone in shul who was approached by an ani for an adava. The man said to the ani, I don't have my checkbook with me. Please come with me after davening. I live right next to shul, and I'll give you a check. The man went home after davening, opened his checkbook. The ani never came. The next day, same ani came over to the same man, asked for an adava. The man apologized, I don't have my checkbook with me. Please come with me right after davening. I live next door. I'll be happy to give you a check. Went home, opened his checkbook. Again, the ani didn't come. The third day, same ani comes to the same man, asks for the same nadava. The man says to the ani, I don't understand you. Every day I tell you that I don't bring my checkbook. I have it at home. I invite you over my house right after davening to give you a nadava. How come you never come? Said the Chavetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears us in our tefillot every day. We say, Avinu Avir Achamanam, Rachim, Rachim, Elena Betayim, Bli Benu Lahavin, Lahaskil, Shmoa, Lilmud, Lamed. We beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should help us grow in Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to help us. He opens his checkbook right after davening in the Beit Midrash right next to the Beit Knesset. The question is, do we stop by? And if we don't stop by, there's no way that Hashem can help us grow in Torah, because we're not committed to setting aside the time. So there's importance that people set aside time for Torah. Ideally, as Shulchan Aruch says, right after davening, before davening, in the morning, start your day with Torah, and ideally to end one's day with Torah, so that a person wakes up, heads out into their day, and goes to sleep with their mind on Torah and Torah learning.